kasha for something that's no geya. This week, this time of year, it was fast lachem mochas haShabbos. Yom Aviyachem esoyim haKidush haSheva haShabbos haIstimo haTiyena. You count Sheva Shabbos haIstimo haTiyena. Ad mochas haShabbos haShviyis. Tisnu chamishim yoyim v'kraftim mincho chadosh shel Hashem. The Torah HaKadosh here tells us the mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. And we have to understand that the yisoid of the mitzvah, what is exactly this mitzvah, Sfarat Lechem, count days. The Torah doesn't tell just count days between Pesach and Shavuot, and we know what the Torah tells us. When you bring the Oyma Atenufa, which we know, the Oyma Atenufa is the Oyma is made out of barley, so Oyrim. Bringing from that time till another Shviyas Tizbuchajot, you got Mincha Chadosh Hashem, and what you do then, you offer Mincha Chadosh Hashem. How could this account from Pesach to Shavuot that we do the first day of Pesach? Just take how Pesach to Shavuot. It seems that the Torah HaKadosh is somehow connecting, and the Torah is bringing together the idea of Usfarat Mochem Mochaz HaShabbos with the union of the different Kabbonis, attaching it to the union of the Kabbonis. She counts from the time you bring the Omer till 50 days, and then you're going to bring another carbon. Imagine the tachlis is going from one carbon to the next. What's the attachment to the Gabonis? What's the going from one type of carbon to the other type of carbon? And the Torah speaks out Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tiyena. The Torah doesn't say make a count. The Torah emphasizes Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tiyena. What's the emphasis on that? We know how to count. 1 to 50, I think, most of us here. Maybe something, you know. Because we know how to count. What's the Torah have to tell us? It's a Sheva Shabbosois Tmimo. You count 1 to 50. So we know some of the count weeks and count months, but the mindset, you have to understand the Kabbalah over here. So the Torah is kasha also, Usfarat and Mochem, because it said Usfarat and what it said Mochem. Me this year, I knew you saw, I knew the hair, but every time you saw a new parasha, where you knew the hair. The last point is that the Torah says, "V'kata mincha chadosh al Hashem." What's the meaning of mincha chadosh? The Torah emphasizes the meaning of the chidush. Yochel Ben says, "Oymin on that." He says, "Remember the Torah. A Torah has to be chidush. Torah has to be every day, like in Mikal from Mount Sinai." And that's the emphasis according to the Yochel over here. That's the emphasis. V'kata mincha chadosh. That's the emphasis in Matan Torah. That Torah has to be something chidush, new, exciting. Like a true. That's another story which Beis Hashem will cover Beis Hashem and the Shavuot and went on. Well, the Maaseh we want to say for today is the story in the year of Sfiras HaOmer, which while we're counting these days, a lot of us, it's very, very, really ingrained, get up there and just take a bracha and say, count hayom, yom. Very nice. I mean, it has no meaning to us, really. We don't really take anything out of it. What we're exactly doing and what's it about. And about it, the pashtus hadvarim, as the chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Vav, that the gain of the counting is the highlight of the year, the countdown, the count up. Whatever you want to say it towards the greatest day of the in the history of the year, a great day when we get Torah, we got Torah, we will get Torah. So of course, that is about the deep meaning of the Sphira, and we have to understand that we're counting towards something very special. We're counting up to the tremendous, stupendous day of Kabbalah Satayr. But I think lifting the mitzvah here, and the fact that one has to count every day, is another big yesoid. That in order for us to realize this yesoid, you have to experience it. And you understand what I mean. The Racham HaKadosh in the Taisha of the Mitzvah explains, because the Taisha Yitzav Hashem Litzvah Sheva Shabbosim Ki Tasha Yibetumas Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had just come out of Tumas Mitzrayim. They were not only, you know, rubbed shoulders with the Tumah, they were sunken into the Tumas Mitzrayim. They were so sunken in that they had reached the 49th level of Tumah. And according to a Pshad, Rabbi, I once saw the Sipuri Maisius in the back of the Gemara, in the back of the Haggadah, I once saw, he types the Pshad that it says, Aniv Eloi Malach, because Baruch who came into the time, me and not a Malach. Why Hashem and not a Malach? So the Pasha Pshad, a lot of you types, oh, Hashem's Chavivus, Hashem's love, Hashem came to us in the time, him, he didn't want any messenger boys, he didn't want a Shluchim, he came himself. Dr. Sipurin in my ideas, I think that's what his name is, he said, no, that's not the touch. The Malachim was scared to go into Mitzrayim. They were afraid, the tumult was so strong, they couldn't go into Mitzrayim, the Malachim. Gabriel, take it easy. Me no going to Mitzrayim. You're a Malach. I'm a Malach. Even a Malach hangs around the wrong places. He becomes a Melech. Malachim, Yeshad Malachim. The Malach can become affected, as Gabriel was worried. The Malach become affected, and therefore the Malachim didn't want to go in. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvoyde v'atma had to go into the Tumas Mitzrayim, and take us out by our lapels, grab us by our beards, and get us out of there. Why? Because if not, Hashem would have sunken in so much into the depths of the tumult that we wouldn't be able to come back from that tumult. So clients were holding on the madriga of tumult that the Chor is not trying to describe. And we know that halacha is a woman that's tumult in Nida, she also counts 7 days. She counts in a period of time when she can be mutter, she can go to do tefillah, she can go to mikvah and be mutter to her again. So from a far as if that's the soil, the sphere, the count out, the count up, what do you want to say, the sphere, that is up to the Chaim HaKadosh, that we had to now get rid of our tumah, and we had to count the days, ki'ilu, we're being soifer, and removing the tumah from off. But I want to bring out a tremendous soil over here, like that. The Torah HaKadosh, I feel there's a tremendous daher here of Yisrael. First of all, the first daher, there's a couple of the clues of daher that's married to go. First of all, the first daher is of Yisrael. We see where they were holding. Clients were holding on the 49th level of Tumah of Yisrael. I don't believe, or maybe not, no, I don't believe any Bacha has got to that much of the 49th level of Tumah, but we don't know what that means about that. The Koyach of Tumah of Mitzrayim was Lo Yomiki Yisufa, the 49th level of it, Lo Yomiki Yisufa. But the 49th level means that you're holding by a Madrega where there's almost no return anymore. And yet, when a Kodesh Baruch did come to Chloe V'Yatma and take them out of Mitzrayim, they were able to go in a period of 49 days or 50 days. They were able to become roi, to stand by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not stop, not to be able to go into Adam Gadol's office and get a bracha, bless me, Rabbi. They were able to go stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, upon him, to stand in Mount Torah 40, 50 days later. It's what you're Umiki and Super. The first thing that comes, mamish, in your face, the first thing that comes, it speaks to you so strongly that the koyach, that a human being has to change. That he could become in a 49 day period, he can become change over for a person that's holding on the depths of tumma, to call mamish surrounded and ingrained and overcome and overwhelmed in the power of tumma, and then 49 days later he could be standing mamish face clean, body clean, mind clean, ready to stand and get the Torah from Hashem. I think this is a most unbelievable language. It's unbelievable. And it could be a boy side. That's the remnant of the Torah, the Hincha Mincha Chadosha Hashem. That on the 50th day, it's a Mincha Chadosha. It's new. You've changed. You're a new person. You're able to offer Mincha Chadosha, means the Torah is being Miranis, that you're not the same person anymore. 49 days later, 50 days later. The human being has a power, has a koyach to rejuvenate, to take off whatever he had of the spell that was on him and become a different person. Mincha Chadosh al Hashem. And the MS says that Erech HaShulchan brings down, the Vodim brings down, it's Merumet in the Korbanos. Because on Pesach we bring a Minchas HaOymer, which comes from barley. On Shavuot we bring a Mincha Chadosh, which comes from wheat. Zokter HaShulchan, other before him say, you know why? It's a remez. Barley is animal fodder. It's food for the animal. To Miramez, at that point we're holding human animals. We were human animals. Animals also have all this stuff. They're all physical. We were physical, no shaykhah to spiritual. 50 days later, we bought a carbon from wheat. Wheat sustains man. Lechem, wheat sustains the man. 50 days later, we changed. We went from a human animal to a human being, to an Adam, to someone that shaykh. Mincha Chadosh al Hashem surrounds that you've become a new person. You're no longer the animal. You're no longer not spiritual. You now have changed. You've become different. 50 days of us, that's all it takes. 50 days to going from one madrega, one extreme kamah. To stand, we don't know what that means, but to stand by Mount Torah in front of this Mount Harsina, to stand there in a matzav that is no shaykh, we can't even describe, we want to describe, to stand there with the Kodesh Baruch who's speaking to you. As that Rashi says in Parash V'atranon, says the Parash, Ladaki again, Oid Luvadoi, Zok the Rashi, Parash V'atranon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Shiva Rekiyim and called Klal Yisrael Suah, whatever it means. They were able to point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he opened the Shiva Rekiyim, that means we were able to, a person that's holding up on that level can't go even to a forget about a Makobo. Rastam Persi says he's nervous to be around. He's not present to go to any rabbi. He stays away from the rabbis. 49th level of Tum, he stays away. But to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember I had a roommate in Torah Or, not that he did anything wrong, the man said, but he said, whenever he used to walk into a chamber, the Chassad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiva was a tzal, Shiva was talus and tefillin, he said, he used to shave mamish. He said a lot of times he had a shot, he had to make Ashi Yotzah when he came out of Shiva's office. He never said he almost came to that a few times. It was sometimes he had to walk out and the puddle developing underneath his feet. He was so scared, just looking at the shoe. He looked at the shoe, filling and pallid. Mamish Kedusha, this guy Mamish that used to walk in and started shaking like a leaf. And here we are standing in front of my entire place that has Sinai. 50 days later, changed. Everything's out. He was steeped in there. They were shaking with the girls. 50 days before, he was shaking. And now he's shaking a different way. He's shaking from Hashem. But he's shaking. 50 days later, what's the pshat? There it is. A human being can change to become a mincha chadasha. But I think the Torah itself wants to give us the recipe. What's the recipe? How do you do it? How do you change? How do you go in 50 days from such a low madrega to such a high madrega? How does it happen? The Torah is telling us, I think, the Yisrael of Hashem. Who's far from Lachem, and that's the Yisrael of Sphira, I believe. Not just to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, today's the 4th day, the 5th day. Yom Avim, it's only about Sheva, Shabbosos, Mimois, Tiyana. The Torah says, have a consistent run. A consistent day in, day out. Every single day counts. Every single day is something unique. You sort of a sphere of both sides. What is a person's soifer? The sort of a sphere is, we declare last week in the Mishmah, that it's not Yotze Shemek, only quite that what's the shadow of the sphere? The Cheshbon. A person's soifer, a person counts something that's special, that's miyuchud, that's important. Sphere is that every single day is important. But more so, Sheva Shabbosos Tmima. It has to be straight, continuous. It has to be a continuous run. It has to be a consistent run, day in, day out. The Remez is a place that we find the Chazal speak out in the parasha from Chazal speak out. By Mordechai, by he ka'omram elov yoim yoim. He says to him every day, why don't you bow to Haman? He didn't bow. Uvichol yoim b'yoim Mordechai hasalech with ne'amalko ladas. Still every single day, the Torah wants to be at the power that was day in, day out. And we find Fakert. We find by the mice with Yosef with Ashes Potiphar, Chazal said, Rahman al-Islam, she weared him down. And Chazal tell us that according to one pshat in the Gemara that he went in that day, last but last, according to one pshat that he saw the most of his father, he was saved. How was her koya? To wear him down? By he kidamum elov yoim yoim. Day in, day out, she wore him down because it was consistent, it was continuous. Wanted to wear him down. Zok the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mitzvos Talmud Torah Loch Yud Gimel. The Fikach Misha Rotsa Liskos Bekeser HaTorah. A person wants to be zochah to the keser of Torah, the crown. Yizor Bekol Leilosav. Velo Ya'aved Afil Echa Mehem B'Shina B'Chila B'Shli. Not one night in it. Continuous. Keser HaTorah? Continuous. Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyeno means a continuous run. That if you want to be able to break down the Yetzer Hara, if we want to then destroy that spiritual tumor that's enwrapped us, it has to be Yoim Yoim. It has to be continuous. Every day counts. That's the sphere of the yoim. But it has to be tmimoy. It has to be shleimoy. It has to be continuous. Consistency. Yoim, yoim, you gotta come in there and every day push away the Yetzer Hara. And if you do it for 50 days, if you push him away for 50 days, it's 3 months. And you zoich of the Eza Hashem to the Kesser of Torah, you zoich to the crown, you zoich to the Kabbalah of Torah, you zoich to change, you zoich to become a Bria Chadasha, a Mincha Chadasha. The Torah HaKadosh is giving us the recipe of Eza. How do we do it? We have the Yetzer Hara. We have the outer Yetzer Hara and the inner Yetzer Hara. People bothering us. People on top of it are making us crazy to do who knows what. We have the inside Yetzer Hara. It's inside of Eza. Inside our closet that's locked with the key. We have the inside Yetzer Hara in our rooms, the inside in the closet. Locked with the key, we have it by side, and we're being overcome and overwhelmed at the Adara, and we're not moving forward. There's no change because we're missing out on the continuity, the consistency, the yoin yoin. And that's the secret of us that we learned today. That we want to be able to change ourselves. We can't be miyash if we don't. We got to pick up the pieces because every day counts. But if you really want to change, if you really want to make a difference, if you want to walk away from this man different, you got to have continuity. It has to be a connection. We always say over Chaim Shmulevitz's vault. When Kiva came back after 12 years, he met up with his wife. She was nefesh 12 years. He has to come back. He comes back after 12 years. And he overhears a conversation between his wife and the neighbor, Mrs. Belchbaum. She just came over to have some coffee with Rebbetzin and Akiva. And she's talking, she says, "Oh, Yvay, Rebbetzin, such mysterious nefesh you put into your husband. It must be so hard for you. What does your husband do like my husband? Sit around, read the newspaper all day at home. Something constructive for the family." Says Rebbetzin Akiva, "What do you mean? It was up to me. You should go back for another 12 years. This nefesh, or that's a different shmuz, but it's all together." So the Kiva was outside, according to Chazal. And the Kiva overheard the conversation, and he came back with 12,000 of these Talmidim, but they all came back. At the end of the day, he turned around with the 12,000 Talmidim. "Come on, guys, we're going back to Yeshiva. There'd be a little bit of, no, straight back. No Ben Azman." And unfortunately, the way the Doilam understood the Chazal, and the question everybody asked, "Come on, Rabbi Kiva, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, v'ahavta, come on, go in, say hello to your wife, knock at the door, say hi, hi wife, how you doing? Can I have a cup of tea? And then drink a little glass of tea and go back. One cup of tea, that's all. Lipton. Come on, a piece of cake maybe. And we'll go back." It's up to the Lord, the Chaim Shmulevitz's Lord. You know why he didn't do that? He didn't stop in for a break? It was 12 years. And 12 years. 12 and 12 doesn't equal 24 years. He had a 24-year problem. And we know this is only 21. 12 and 12 doesn't equal 24. What does that mean? Because of Chaim Shmulevitz, he gives the marshal. A guy heats up a pot of water. He wants to boil eggs. He wants to get it to boiling point. He wants to make eggs. Hard boiled eggs, about that. He heats it up and he gets to almost the boiling point. So he shuts it down. Puts the eggs in. Goes down a little bit. Heats it up again. Well, might at the end of the day, according to the two levels of the reading it, it should have been cooked already. Problem is, it never got to boiling point. Because there was no successive, continuous heat applied to the water. So for the kiva, I want to teach my Talmidim that if you want to be able to change, if you want the koyach of that boiling water to change the context of the egg, then it has to be 24 years continuous learning. Anything that we want to accomplish in Nuchri, if we want to change ourselves, it has to be continuous. That's the biggest killer. And we don't want to say, but the Bein Hazman, but everybody knows it. At the airport, pick him up. The Ruchni is sick of ambulance, blown to smithereens. He came right back with innocent Bein Hazman. There he is. This guy's missing two, you know, both legs. Ruchni's legs are broken. We know what he did with his legs. And this guy, other parts of his body is broken. They're carrying him in a stretcher back to Yeshiva. Wake him up, Shmuis. He has no koyach to move to the basement. Of course he has no. He was bombarded. He was machine gunned down. But he is a horror. He was stabbed with knives, machine guns to the head. Mamish, all this stuff. His eyeballs have been chopped up with like chop suey from all the things that he saw with his eyeballs. And then, you know, Baruch Hashem, Yitzhak doesn't get to waste. On the airplane already, they had to call, students had to call Hassol to peel him off the screen. He saw 17 every movie that was Shire, and they had to peel his eyes off the screen. They had to call him, and he was attached, his eyeballs were attached to the screen. They had to peel him off. He came back with such eyeballs. I'm gonna fight the Yitzhara. 2 minutes into the movie, 2 minutes into the thing, he was already watching beautiful sights. Besides that, he was sitting next to Baruch Hashem, Hashem for Yizakir, and to his future made possible shidduch. The only thing is that he'll have to work on hard not to be the one who wears the pants in the family. Yeah, I'm just sitting next to Nebuch. So he had to distract himself, so he put on the movie. But anyway, but as soon as he got back to America, there it was, the Yitzhak was waiting for him. All cold, meaning Zacha to get him away, everything he got, the whole thing in his year was put in. And what's the story that we don't really have? The Bein Hazman in the place that. The disaster. You ask some Bachar Rebbe, can you please, the Rebbe calls him over, how are you doing, Shimon? How is your Bein Hazman? It was pretty good. How was yours, Rebbe? Baruch Hashem, I had such a great Bein Hazman, says the Rebbe. I learned other things. Shimon, can you, maybe give me a sum of how many hours you were involved in learning over the Bein Hazman? Rebbe, I think you have to get it down to minutes. Can you give me a sum of minutes? I think I can get it out of my fingers. Call between 7 and 8. Depends if you count. You know, I went to shul once on Shabbos and I heard the first pasuk of the Aliyah. But I went outside, I had to do kiru. Women are not chayiv in the shnayim, to hear this, so no time shouldn't go to waste. Kiev the Choykim, Kiev Kroyim, all different types of Kiev that was hosting it. 7 minutes he learned the whole Bein Hazman. There was no continuance of learning, but you can go over Bein Hazman, but it was off the charts. But you saw that one. To be able to keep it going. To be able to keep what we got going, Sheva, Shabbosa, Smimai. We need the tmimos, the shleimos, the complete. and everybody talks about it, but say if a person wants to see steigen, you want to see it, you want to see it, taste the geschmack. They have to have the tzifus. If we can't do, we're talking on a big level. Avada Kleisel did it on a big level, 49 days of Taira. And it was doing to an unbelievable change. Maybe we're not going to be zichus to that. But to have small changes, to develop and to be, get more into the Ruchnias and make it a part of us, we need to have it tzifus. It has to be continuous. It has to be consistency. It has to be that he comes into the Seder, even if he's learning for an hour and a half, but that whole hour and a half. It's a whole hour and a half. It's a whole hour of Adar chutz from the problem of having not kosher phones with Baruch Hashem. I hope we don't have that problem. But having the phone in the base measures of it, during the Seder, but I think Avada the Rabbanim are coming now in the city field on May 20th. They're going to go and have a gewaldige atifa of destruction of all this stuff, the tumor that does, and it's MS and it's Yosha and Avada that we have to eradicate it from the community. But I think there's something that's I want to say just as much as something that in the even on a good phone or any phone, which is even more destructive, or not just which is so destructive to learning of us, and that is that cell phone to have it on your bus. I don't know, when we grew up, there was a phone you kept in the kitchen. No phone in the base mattress. You kept the phone somewhere else. Why should it be that a guy's in the middle of learning a sugya, he's mamish holding? And there he is, he's getting into it, he starts to understand tizes. Ding, ding, ding! Oh! Chiv da raisa, sheesh by kor, sheesh by kor, you have to see every little message. Hello? Yes, who is this? It's Yanko, from the mirror, what are you doing? Well, what do you do every day? Daytime. Anyway, what's up? Well, I just wanted to call you. I wanted to ask you an important question. My grandmother is coming in next week, and she eats fish. Now, this fish, she likes a certain type of fish, a torquay fish. You know if they serve it in your yeshiva? What are you talking about? Oh, just call her to see what's doing. Goya. Oh, my brother! Ding, 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 ding! 1 second, text. What's the weather like in Yerushalayim? What do you care? You're in New York. I'm gonna buy you! Ding, 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 ding! Oh, Grandma Sally! Oh, you're not my grandma. You're my friend's grandma. How can I help you? Well, you know, I was thinking that my son, I really can't afford it. My son needs new Barbie pins. You know where we can pick them up in Jerusalem? Yeah, at the Barbie Pin Factory, downtown Jerusalem. Ink. On my rubber. Ding, 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 ding! How did Shiloh, boy, did he get into the learning? How did Shiloh, your head is more than 7,000 players in the Barbie Pin Factory? You have to know how to find out where to get turquoise fish. And you have to know when Grandma Sally's birthday party is! You have to know when they're cutting Grandma Sally's shaytel, the upsharing. You want to get a snip of the gray shaytel. Thousands and thousands of destructions. Thousands. How do you expect to get anywhere in your Ruchnias? Every 10 minutes someone's coming over. Did you hear what happened? My cousin's aunt's brother got engaged to my cousin's grandmother's grandfather's mailman sister's dog brother! sister. I don't know which one I said. What does that have to do with me? The hottest news on Yeshiva World these days. The dog is going to be the best man. The problem is he's a female dog, the whole Shiloh, what they do. She could be the best man if it's a female dog. She could be the best lady, I don't know. What does this have to do with me? Every single thing. And today, because with the internet, thousands of stupid things they don't have to know about it. The Yeshiva World, Amad Chazeshon Ben, every stupid little thing they have to know about. In Oregon, they just opened up a new kosher butcher shop. They have kosher pork chops! You can eat it with pie and cheese if you're ever in Oregon for a Shabbat. Speak to Rabbi Bill Simpson. 792, anybody going to Oregon, go to that butcher shop. Who cares? But every little thing we're talking about, we're handling with every new piece of information. And we can't move, we can't get continue. Continuity, we can't move on, we can't get, there's no consistency every day, another disturbance, another day, another day. There's nothing that's keeping it going. Because I'll say one of the questions they answer who Mashiach Kavata Eatim Latoya. Kavias eat them every single day. It can't be days, no. It's not only because you have to learn about it to learn Torah, but in order for the Torah to have an effect, in order to do something to you, it has to be every day. Yom Yom! It has to be famous. We don't ask for the voice that. Having your cell phone on, you're going to coach your cell phone. And I think a voice that forgot the mask here, but we don't have so many days left. I think a person should think a little bit about, if it's not that, but at least to make a time, if it's deepest, an hour straight, I'm not going to talk about other things. I'm going to spend a half hour, 20 minutes, start with that. The Seder's going to go with a deepest. I want the Torah to stay. I want the Torah to have an effect. It can't work if it's chopped up. It doesn't do it. It doesn't have the same effect. It has a very minute effect. And it's continuous. And it's recipus. And the more recipus of it. The Chazanish once said of it, and I'm ending, that a person wants to taste. Just taste. A little bit of Olam Haba. He wants to be in Olam Haba, learn, I forgot the amount, 3, 4, 5 hours straight, without having, let me see, straight. Sounds like a crazy amount. We're not told him by that. You can set our goals a little bit lower. But you can build yourself up for a straight learning. He says there is no feeling in the world like that feeling when a person learns those receipts. The test that I played, you saw it to that crowd. Sheva, Shabbosa, Shemima, Shabbosai, not only in the learning, it's in every, in our Avodas Hashem, Yoim, Yoim, going to davening every day, it has to be received for it, you can't break it off, the effect is not there, push away the Yetzirah every day. And Be'ezah Hashem, Yisroel, Svart, and Lachem, the Torah told us, this recipe, if it's a Sfat Mochim Mochim Hashem Yom V'yom Hashem Ha'atnu V'sheva Shabbos V'Nimoy and V'Eiz Hashem the Yom Chamishim will be a Mincha Chadosh of Hashem. This is what we have to aspire to. We all want to change our voice. Deep down, we all want to become better. Deep down, that's what it is. That's what we want of it. The Torah is giving us the recipe. Let's take it seriously, especially during this time, to count the Sfira. Make every day count. Let's do it with tefillah. What we need to do, get up every day and daven. Get up every day and learn. During the storm, it should be with tefillah. The Eza Hashem will be zichah to stand on Yom Shavuos to have the Siyat Hashemah to stand. And the Kabbal the Torah, Mechodosh, a Mincha Chadosha, a new experience, a new person. Zichah the Eza Hashem, that newness, to Chazal would say that as the mountain Torah, everybody was healed. Maybe the pshat is that when the zuchah through our avodah to become a new person, because Baruch Hu healed everybody, made us a true new person. In Gashmis also, so that everybody will be healed, to be refuahs and yeshuahs and Klal Yisrael, the zuchah to be as Mashiach.